This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, Tuia Ngāreo o te Hapori, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host today, Vanessa, and I'm really happy to be back in the studio for the beginning of a new year. Like, I can't believe it is the 1st of January 2026. It's just amazing. I can't believe how quickly last year went. Hopefully you made it through. Hopefully you've been having an okay, if not a really good, holiday season. Hopefully Christmas and New Year is going okay for you. Hopefully you're feeling okay if you're someone who celebrates New Year's and you had a bit of a raucous good time last night. Hopefully today you're feeling all right. So what I want to do today is just do our usual kind of beginning of the year talk about what's a great way to kind of focus ourselves for a new year without overloading ourselves, whether we have mental health concerns, chronic illnesses, disabilities, whatever is going on, making sure we have an enjoyment of the day, an enjoyment of the new year, the new start, but not kind of putting pressure or overwhelming ourselves with things that are going to make it harder to feel all right. But before I get into all that juiciness, I want to have a quick word about our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that, we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't worry if you missed any of those contact details for Progress to Health. I do play that ad again at the end of the show, so stick around, grab all those contact details if you think, hey, Progress to Health sounds like something to be helpful for myself or for someone else. Now, just be aware, because it is the 1st of January, none of our Progress to Health offices, either in Hamilton, Tokoroa, Taupō or New Plymouth, are open again until the 5th of January, so it's next Monday. So if that sort of, like, the support we can offer from Progress to Health sounds like something would be helpful, grab those details, but don't give us a ring until the 5th, because unfortunately what will happen, well, you can ring and leave an answer phone message, but we won't be able to get back to you until after the 5th. So let's dive right in to the new year. Like, I have to say, for myself personally, I've been having quite a good holiday. I've had enough rest time to feel rested, which is just really lovely, because so often, I don't know about you, but when you finally get time off from work or these big festival times or big holidays or big family events, sometimes we go from really busy with whether work or study or family, and then we get really busy with the event. And so we don't actually get any downtime or relaxed time. And I've managed to kind of do this lovely combination of I kind of feel like, because I like cooking, so I always use analogies around cooking. I feel like this holiday has been a really great recipe with equal amounts of socialization, getting some stuff done around the house, doing some fun stuff around the house, going out and seeing people and doing things that I like, but also spending time with other people that they were wanting to spend some time with me and I hadn't had a chance to lately. And just resting. I know Haisa in various shows of Fighting Stigma has actually talked about the different types of rest. And one of the things I found is that's made a huge difference, because I've really taken that on. I really like that kind of idea of resting in different ways. So I've done, because normally resting to me means lying in my bed with a blanket over my head and pretending the world doesn't exist and I don't exist. And I realized that's actually not the greatest. Like, sometimes that's really good. Sometimes just having a bit of downtime and not having to move or interact is great. But I've done various things where I've been reading, or my mum and I have started playing Rummy, which is like you've got the little plastic tiles with numbers on it and you have to make runs or groups. And that's just really fun. And it's thinking, but not super hard thinking. And I really like the way the tiles feel on my fingers. It's like finding those things that kind of give you spoons, give you some energy, give you some happy. And I haven't been able to find a calendar I really like. So I spent a whole lot of time, and it's still going, I haven't finished yet, creating a calendar. So far, all I've managed to do is, so we've got a big blank scrapbook that my mum had, and I opened it up sideways, and on each bottom page, I created the grid, like you have in a calendar, and I did the days of the week and the months, so I wrote in the dates for each month, and what I'm going to do in the new year, so that's kind of maybe later today, if I get a bit of time, maybe tomorrow, I'm going to go in and I'm going to collage or put pictures or draw things on the top half, so like where you'd normally have a picture of like a horse or a funny joke or whatever, I'm going to have different things, and because of the size of the scrapbook, I've managed to make it's going to be 18 months long, so it goes from January, so technically it's starts today and it's not finished, but that's okay. So it goes from then until July next year. So it's like enormous. But that is actually, as much as that took quite a lot of effort and brain power, because I tell you, getting it exactly right, because I'm a bit of a perfectionist, took a lot of effort. And I was quite tired by the end of like getting all the grids and everything done. But it feels so good. Every time I look at it, I get this little zing of happy. And it's just been this great combination of ways of resting. And so it's like I'm going into 2026 with the sensation of I'm feeling like I'm ready. I'm willing to do some actions. I'm not in huge amounts of pain. I have rested enough that I can take on some responsibilities if I need to. So what I want to have a chat about is, where are you at? Because I think it's always so important that we do a stock take of ourselves before we start getting into all of those ideas of, hey, I want to achieve this, or I need to achieve that, or I need to do this, or like any of those things. All the shoulds, musts, and have tos that we kind of pile onto ourselves or others pile onto us. And some of them you're like, yeah, I definitely want to have that. I definitely want to achieve that. That's a thing I want to put energy and effort into. Except for the thing that you got to make sure you know where you're starting from. Because if so often over the years, New Year's resolutions have always been about the things that, like, if we get to that point, we're successful or our life is better or I will have made it or everyone will be happy with me or whatever way around thinking that, right? So what it's really, I think, important to do is look at where you're at. And I always use Te Whare Tapawha as a baseline, to have an idea of kind of where I'm at. So within Te Whare Tapawha, if you haven't heard us talk about it before, we talk about it quite a few times at Fighting Stigma, so you can go on and listen to any of our previous shows. There'll be quite a few that will have Te Whare Tapawha as the title of the episode. It's a Māori model of health where it's talking about that you're not just your physical health or your mental health. There is more to you than just that. And it's the picture of a whare, so of a house, so the four walls or the four corner posts that are holding up the walls and the roof, right? And each one is a different part of your well-being. So there's your physical health, which I believe is Tinana. Now, I apologise in advance if I get the te reo wrong. I don't have anything in front of me reminding me, and I am very much in holiday mode, so I haven't been talking about this, so it'll be interesting to see if I can remember. So your physical well-being, Tinana. So it's those things about, like, how's your physical body doing? Are you tired? Are you in pain? Have you overindulged? Are you just run down? So many people I know have summer colds right now, like practically the flu. Like, they have, you know, one of those head colds that's pretty much the flu, but not quite. It's like so not good. And they're really unwell. And so they're taking 5 days doing absolutely nothing. So physically, how's your tinana? Is it doing okay? Right? And then there's your mental and emotional well-being, your hinenaro. Like, are you feeling exhausted? Are you, like, just emotionally, mentally, and physically, like, just everything? Like, are you just done with the world? Or are you like me? Are you feeling a little bit like, yeah, I'm not super upbeat, but I'm pretty much status quo. I'm pretty good. I could take some stuff on. Are you emotionally exhausted and mentally exhausted from all of the everything that was doing over Christmas and New Year? Is it just even the thinking of the starting a new year is just overwhelming? Is it, how is your mental and emotional state around the state of the world, around the different things that are happening in New Zealand? How are you feeling about all that? Just, and also just our general mental and emotional well-being. If you're someone who experiences mental health concerns, quite often this time of year can actually be really rough and it can make things really hard. So just kind of check in, do a stock take of how your hinenaro is. And then there's your wairua, which is your spiritual well-being. So quite often, people who have a really clear connection to a higher being, to a higher power, to a god, goddess, whatever, like a spirituality or a religion, like they have a really clear idea of what that would mean and how that feels for them. And for other people, they kind of like, I don't know quite how to judge that. Like, I can't do a stock take on something that I can't see or feel or articulate. And for me, I know where my wairua is because of kind of how my hinenaro is feeling, like how my mental and emotional well-being is. If my spiritual well-being is doing well, it's because I'm not heart sick about the state of the world. I'm not stressing about how other people are doing. I'm feeling like I'm capable. Quite often when my wairua is really low, I just feel so overwhelmed and that I'm not able to do anything. And so it's just about learning for yourself how you can judge where your spiritual well-being, your wairua, is at. And sometimes that's where those wonderful walks around the lake or in the forest, maybe some quiet time just listening to nature, maybe doing yoga, maybe going to church or the mosque or temple. Maybe it's doing a prayer circle with someone. Maybe it's doing some meditation. I know someone finds doing a float, where you go into, you're in your togs and you get into a giant pool of, well, it's not a giant pool, so like an overly large size bath of very, very heavy salt concentrated water, and you have earplugs in and it just has gentle musical silence, and you quite often have lights go out, and it's just, you're just nothing but a being that's floating in like the world, right? And they find that really healing for their wairua because they just exist. And there's no kind of sensory input, and they find that really amazing. And so it's knowing yourself, like, where are you at? Like, is that something, like, because if you find that actually your wairua is not doing so great because 2025 was really hard and you're kind of feeling a little bit heart sore, and it's like the world is kind of, you know, you're still feeling like the world's a little bit of a dumpster fire, maybe that's a good thing to know, so you know to do some stuff to look after your wairua, your spiritual well-being. And the last te whare tapawha wall is whānau, so family, so social well-being. And that can be where you kind of have the idea of, like, are you getting enough socialization, like the socialization that you like, that makes you feel good and happy and in a way you like and enjoy, right? So it doesn't have to be straight whānau. It doesn't have to be blood family. It can be very, very definitely. I live with my mum, and some of my big stuff around whānau is spending time with my mum and actually not just sharing a house, but actually spending good time together. It's also friends and family and maybe co-workers. It's people who, it's the people. it's tangata, it's people. So it's how your interaction with them, like how, what do you need? And sometimes looking after our whānau well-being is all about not having too much interaction because we need some time out, because we need to rejuvenate ourselves. Maybe if you're an introvert, you're finding that actually you need to have some downtime where you're not having to interact with people and be on and like go, like know kind of what's going on and actually interact with others. And so actually that will build up your social well-being, right? They'll firm up that wall. So those are the four different po of Te Whare Tapawha. So if you have a think about like doing a stock take of yourself, like where are you at? We're on the very first day of a new year, 2026. Here we come. Let's see what we can manage, right? So let's have a look and see what we can do and go, hey, where am I at? What am I starting with? Because it's kind of like if you're saying, hey, I want to go do a dinner party, but you don't look in the cupboards and the fridge and the freezer to work out what food and drink you already have, like you're not going to know where you can go from what you can achieve if you don't know where you're starting. And also a really good thing about doing that kind of Te Whare Tapawha stock take of yourself is realizing that actually, hey, this bit's actually going okay, or this bit really needs some good effort. Like this bit really needs some time, some attention, some focus, and so I'm going to do that first. And that's a really, really amazing place to start. So once you get that going, then you can kind of focus on, hey, what do I want to achieve this year? Are you someone who really likes New Year's resolutions? Are you someone who finds that actually really uplifting and encouraging and motivating? Are you someone like me who New Year's resolutions always end up being about shoulds and musts and have tos and never about kind of the things I'm going to enjoy or will make a difference in life? And what is the framing of stuff that makes a difference for you? Like, are you someone who needs to write a list? Are you someone who wants to do what I did last year, which is create a 2024? I did a bingo card. So I had a card that had, I think there was like 25 things on it. That was 5x5 grid. And it was just 25 things that I thought, hey, I'd really like to get this done. I'd like to do some of these in 2025. I definitely got bingo. I definitely got like a whole line a couple of times over. I didn't get absolutely everything done. In fact, I probably only just got over half of them done, which is completely fine because the whole idea of a bingo card is you don't fill in the entire thing. You just need to get a line, right? And so, like, is that something good? Or are you someone who wants to have I'm going to take the first quarter of the year, I'm going to take the first 3 months until we go into autumn, I'm just going to live life and I'm just going to be. I'm not going to try and push anything. I'm just going to see what comes. Are you someone who feels better if you make goals or you have plans? What is it that makes a difference for you? What feels good? What feels, when you think about it, makes your shoulders go back and you kind of sit up a little bit, like do your little, not quite a meerkat impersonation, like you're not kind of like, oh, yes, yes, though you might be, right? But it's not, you don't have your shoulders slumped down. You don't kind of go, oh, yeah, it's going to be so much work. I don't know how I'm going to achieve that. I'm really not going to. You know, you want something that is motivating, something that brings you up, something that kind of goes, okay, that's going to be hard work, but I'm excited about trying. And even if I don't manage it, I'm going to be on the way and it's going to be really good. All right, so what are the things that do that for you? And it can be a really great way to go if you're going, okay, so yes, I've got an idea of the format. What will work for you, right? Like, you know, you either want to do like a regular New Year's resolution. Maybe you want to do a bingo card. Maybe you want to run a list. Maybe you want to make a plan. Maybe you want to do a SMART goal, have something that's very specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-framed. And so you're going to do that. You have the idea, you have the how, right? You're going to have the how. Now you need to do the what. And sometimes what can be really good is because, like, quite often we end up looking, people end up talking about their body, like, so losing weight or getting fit or changing the way they look, or money, like how much money they're making or how much money they're going to make. And sometimes that can be amazing and that's totally the things you want to be working on. That's perfect if that is. And other times that's because that's what media and society keep telling us are the things we should be achieving. And so we do it as a should and a must, right? What I find can be really helpful is if you picture the wheel of life, which I don't have one in front of me, so I'm going to ad-lib this. I will add this, have the wheel of life and Te Whare Tapu Whare, I'll add them to the Progress to Health Facebook page. So you can, if you haven't seen them, you can have a look there to try and see what they look like. But the Wheel of Life has got, I want to say it's like 12 to 14 sections. It's quite a few. And what it is the different sections of life. So you have an idea of where you're at. So it's part of the things you can do is like doing a stock take. Like, where are you at? So it's about your finances, your social, like your friends, your whānau, your physical well-being, your financial, like your work, your study, like there's, it's life pretty much divided into a bunch of different sections. And I find it can be quite good when I'm going to, like when I did the bingo card last year, I tried to fit one activity or one thing I was aiming for to achieve from each section of the Wheel of Life. Because then it wasn't a case of, because I was doing quite a few different ones, I automatically made them a little bit smaller and a bit more achievable, as opposed to saying, hey, I'm going to finish the year having lost 50 kilos, which would be amazing, don't get me wrong, but it's also reasonably unachievable, right? And so actually, maybe it'd be a case of, actually, I'd like to go down one dress size and I would like to improve my physical health insofar as my lungs, right? Like, so those are things that would actually work together and would make a really big difference. If I got to the end of the year and I was down one dress size, like, that would be amazing, right? And that might then include a few different things you're doing within that. Or maybe you're someone who's like, hey, I really like reading, so actually I'm going to do reading. I want to read 25 books because it's like almost one a week. No, that's one every fortnight. Sorry, I can count. Honestly, I can. And so, like, what is it that would make a difference? What does 2026 feel like for you? What do you want to aim for? And sometimes you're listening to me talk about this and you're like, Vanessa, no, just no, I am not in a good space. I need to be focusing on nothing except looking after myself. And sometimes what we really need to get going about looking after ourselves is we need to talk to someone. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to share a series of support lines that we do at the end of every single show of Fighting Stigma. So grab a pen and paper. So if you even need any of these, you have them so you know who to reach out to.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called. So need to talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT Team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a Crisis Assessment Team, they're part of the Community Mental Health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're the other, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463. Now don't stress if you missed any of those support lines and you're like, hey Vanessa, I really wanted to get those. We do play that at the end of every single show of Fighting Stigma. So what you can do is if you missed any, you want to grab them, go. You can find them all on Free FM, on their website, freefm.org.nz, and you can look up Fighting Stigma, and there's a whole list of our shows, and every single show will have that. You can also find us on Spotify. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. Just check your podcast player. You can also find us on Access Media. Hopefully you're having a fabulous 1st of January 2026. But that's all we've got time for. So from us all here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.